Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Relationship Goals. You know that feeling when you're in a heated debate with your partner and words just come flying out, leaving a trail of hurt feelings? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today we're diving into the superpower of mindful communication because let's face it, clear communication is like the magic ingredient for a truly fulfilling relationship. Now, I'm not talking about turning your relationship into some super zen retreat, although that sounds pretty dreamy, right? Mindful communication is simply being present, paying attention, and truly hearing what your partner is saying both verbally and non-verbally. Think of it as active listening on steroids. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game. 1. Check your inner chatter. Before you even open your mouth, take a moment to pause and check in with yourself. Are you feeling triggered? Frustrated? Jealous? Recognizing these emotions helps you understand where they're coming from and prevents them from hijacking the conversation. It's like taking a mini break before the main event. 2. Listen up. Seriously, this one's huge. When your partner is speaking, truly listen to what they're saying not just with your ears, but with your whole being. Make eye contact, nod, and ask clarifying questions to show them you're engaged. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? It makes you feel seen and understood, right? Well, guess what? Giving your partner that same feeling strengthens your bond like crazy. 3. Statements are your BFF. Ever find yourself blaming or attacking your partner with you always? Statements. Ouch. Those words can really sting. Instead, try using I statements to express how you feel without putting them on the defensive. For example, instead of saying you never listen to me, try I feel unheard when I don't get a response. See the difference? Or embrace the silence. It's okay to take a pause during conversations. Don't feel pressured to fill every silence with words. Sometimes, just breathing together can be more powerful than any grand declaration. Thus, it gives both of you a chance to process what's being said and gather your thoughts. 5. Pick your battles. Not every disagreement needs to be a full-blown war, right? Learn to let go of the small stuff and focus on the issues that truly matter. It's about finding that sweet spot between asserting your needs and respecting your partner's feelings. Ever felt like you're speaking different languages in your relationship? Like you know what you mean, but somehow they just don't get it. That happens to the best of us. Let me tell you a story. Picture this. Sarah and Michael are planning a vacation. Sarah is all about exploring historical sites and museums, while Michael dreams of beachside cocktails and surfing lessons. They end up arguing because neither feels heard. Sarah thinks Michael's idea is boring, while Michael feels like Sarah has no sense of adventure. It's a classic clash of personalities. But here's the thing, if they had practiced mindful communication, things could have been totally different. Instead of launching into accusations, they could have started by acknowledging each other's desires. Sarah could have said, "Honey, I really love exploring history and learning new things," while Michael could have responded, "I totally get that, babe, but I also crave some relaxation and fun in the sun." See? Just by expressing their needs clearly and respectfully, they opened the door to finding a compromise. Maybe they decide on a trip with both beach time and historical sightseeing. Mindful communication isn't about being perfect or avoiding disagreements altogether. It's about showing up for each other with empathy, understanding, and a genuine desire to connect. When you practice mindful communication, you create a space where both voices are heard, understood, and valued. Remember, relationship goals aren't just about grand gestures, they're about the everyday moments of connection, understanding, and growth. So let's make it a mission to communicate with intention and love. You got this. Now I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do today to practice mindful communication in your relationship? Share your thoughts with me on social media using #RelationshipGoalsPodcast. Until next time, keep shining bright and spreading the love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.